You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. Welcome to It's My Money. It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, South Africa's multi-award-winning boutique wealth manager. With me this week is Renee Egar from Brenthurst Wealth. And Renee, you want to talk about the most common investing mistakes and how to avoid them. Now, this is something I can relate to. It's all very well saying to somebody, oh, you've done well, carry on. It's more difficult to say, you've made a mistake, this is how you fix it. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely, Lindsay. Thanks for having me on your podcast.
It's a pleasure.
You know, this is something that comes up all the time, and it happens especially in hindsight. So obviously when clients come to us, you know, we can see the mistakes that they've made with their money, and there are a few differences that you can actually draw up once you see the real impact of mistakes. So, you know, I can talk through a few examples, if you like.
Yes, please. People love examples.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the most common things that's happening at the moment in the South African economy is that the interest rate in South Africa is still relatively enticing. So you're looking at about, you know, high 7s, 8% for money sitting on money market. Now, the problem with that is, if you go and take your money market and you put 8% interest on there, okay?
Yeah.
People don't take into consideration the cost of that money sitting doing nothing. So they think, oh yeah, I'm getting a great 8% and that's a good return and I'm happy with that. But they don't take into consideration the tax on interest that they're paying. So if you're a 40% taxpayer, you know, income earner, your effective rate on that 8% money market is probably only sitting at about 5%. Okay, so that means that you're barely outperforming inflation.
So you're losing about 33%. You're losing about a third of the 8% that you think you're getting.
Correct. And people battle to understand that. And as I have it, you know, attending all the forums that I do, there is trillions billions of rands, if not trillions, sitting in money market doing nothing. And a common mistake that I see with clients is that they keep too much money in cash doing nothing. Cash should be for emergencies. It should be saving for a holiday. It should be saving for a bond. It should be money that's not just, you know, sitting there looking to outperform inflation. It's not going to happen. So that's the example that I wanted to talk through is, you know, South Africa's inflation rate at the moment is about 4.5%. But that's not including petrol, the cost of food. So the inflation basket actually excludes a lot of things, which can be very misleading. And a lot of clients make this mistake by having too much money in cash.
Okay, Renee, I've just got to pick you up on something, and we will splice this together. The inflation rates at the moment is around, we'll call it around 2.5%, not 4.5%, so we don't want to mislead people. So if you said, if you can just redo it and just say, the inflation rate at the moment is below 3%, but history tells us it will go higher. Can you say something like that?
Okay, so I googled the South African inflation rate. Yeah. It is 4.4%.
Okay. Well, the last one was around about 2.8%.
I think in the US, it's about 2.8. The inflation rate is currently below 3% in South Africa, and the reality is that inflation rate doesn't even include the price of petrol, the price of food. So the inflation rate is also misleading, which makes it even more important for people's money to outperform inflation, to keep up with the cost of living.
I think you're absolutely right. And also what needs to be pointed out is that the South African inflation rate historically doesn't stay low for long. It's lovely to have a stable rand. It's lovely to be importing deflation, not deflation, but we're importing less inflation because of the value of the rand being relatively strong. But it doesn't last, does it, Renee? So that's the first point. And the second point is, I don't think you want people to completely ignore cash as an asset class, but just don't overdo it.
Correct. It makes up a good stability, you know, part in your portfolio. And it definitely does play a role. You know, in a living annuity, for example, it's a great tool for the income to be paid from. Or if you have a discretionary investment, it's a great tool for the income to be paid for from, because it's seen as it's not seen as income, and it doesn't, you know, there's no CGT to pay a client an income from a discretionary investment. So yes, it does have its place, but I find I've got a lot of clients sitting on, or lots of people have got a lot of clients sitting on lots of cash, and it's not doing them any justice.
Good. That's a very good example. What's your next example, please?
Okay. So another very, very common mistake that people make is when markets are jittery, they phone me and they're like in a panic, Renee, what must I do? And when markets are volatile, that is the worst possible time to be making any changes to your investment. If you're going to make a change to investment, it needs to be at a time when things are a little bit more stable and a little bit more sanity. Because, you know, in the example that I have in front of me, if you have, let's say, 20 million rand, okay, yeah, and you stay invested and it grows over a period of time, if you chop and change your investment, missing the 10 best days results in you having 10 million rand. Missing the 20 best days in the market makes your investment value down to 6.5 million.
That's extraordinary.
And missing the 40 best days of the market, you're down to 3 million. So these are mistakes that come in bounds. And over the long term, you know, a 10 million rand difference between missing 10 best days of the market can be detrimental. And, you know, we all saw that in March with all the volatility in markets. You know, there was a huge dip. You see, people started getting all panicky, but then the market recovered again and now is on its way up again. Now, had you sold out in that volatile period, you would be very sorry. And that's where I say the mistakes happened in hindsight, you know. And a lot of clients, when they phone me, I say, what are we doing? And I'm saying, when there's market volatility, I say, no, we're not doing anything.
That last example was so good because last night, I mean, we're pre-recording this podcast, but on the last day of the month and the last day of the half year, in fact, Renee, the S&P went to all-time record highs. Now, just after Trump did his thing in the Rose Garden of the White House and had this big list of tariffs, the markets panicked, not for one day, but for the second day as well. And I think the S&P 500 went to something like 4,500. It's now over 6,200. And that's an extraordinary move. And there was a chap on TV last night, and he said one of the reasons that the market is going up at the moment is all the people that sold in around early April have had a look at the market, just like you've said in your example, and they're buying back now, and they've lost all that money, maybe 15%.
Absolutely, Lindsay, and that's exactly what I'm trying to get across. A pure example is when the rand is at 1940 to the dollar, our phones are ringing and people are wanting to take money offshore by the dozens. Mm-hmm. Now the rand's sitting at 1760 to the dollar and the phones aren't ringing. And that's a critical mistake that people make, you know, and it's all sensationalism and panic of what's happening in the media. Now's the time to be adding to your offshore portfolio, not when the rand is at It's extreme weakness, but it's the psychology of money. You know, it's that emotion that is attached to money that makes people make these kinds of mistakes.
Yeah, love and money, Renee. We all make mistakes in those departments. Well, most people do, I think. Anything else you want to get across?
Yeah, so I think, you know, another example and just my final example that I would like to make is, you know, whether you are saving 1% in fees or 1% in tax or 1% in growth, a 1% differential can make such an impact over 30 years. So if you had to invest R1 million for 30 years, okay, and it had to grow at 8%, you would have R10 million after that period of time, after 30 years. If your investment had to grow at 9% over 30 years, you would have R14 million at the end of 30 years. So that is another critical example for people that are invested to take a keen interest in what they are invested in. I mean, if you structure a client's portfolio just from a tax point of view, just from a fee point of view, just from a different fund point of view, just from an offshore versus local point of view, you can make such a difference in the long term of a client's investment. And you think, years, you know, I've still got time. I promise you, I've seen it time and time again. In the old days, everybody who was being invested was in, you know, they were invested in these old antiquated RAs and endowments with no diversity. And people come to us still today with these old RAs and endowments that they can't get out of and the penalties are too high.
Yeah.
And by just better investing it or getting better fees, it makes such a difference. So, you know, don't leave those RAs and endowments and things. Just, you know, don't forget about them. Take an active interest in your holistic investment. And another very key thing that I'd like to get across today is, you know, don't just be sold a product. Go for the holistic plan, you know?
Yeah.
Let people make that 1% difference in fees or 1% or say 15% in tax or whatever the case may be. Just be smart and structure your wealth. And over the time, you will be the person that gets an extra $4 million after 30 years.
And of course, if that's beyond your knowledge and it confuses you a bit, that's when a financial advisor, wealth manager comes in, Renee. I mean, that is the classic example of when you should actually swallow your pride, knock on the door and say, Renee, I don't really understand this. Tell me more about the tax benefits and about the fees and how they accumulate over the years.
Absolutely, Lindsay. I just think that any advisor worth their salt will help you build a plan that fits your life and not just sell you a product. And there are ways to do that. So you just need to sit down and take a keen interest and, you know, sort out your family's welfare.
Yeah, and I would say have a good spring clean of your finances occasionally. You know, just say, well, this RA, it's been sitting here for 15 years. Let's have a look at, and see what we can do with this now. It's gathering dust. Renee, one personal question to you. When somebody phones you up, Mr. or Mrs. So-and-so, and says, okay, I've got 20 million with you. Donald Trump's just done this. The market's falling. Get out of R10 million worth of my equity exposure. How do you persuade them not to? Can you persuade them not to?
So I must say, Lindsay, 9.9 times out of 10, we can persuade them to just sit tight, okay?
Yeah.
I've had clients in the past who didn't sit tight. Yeah. And we still talk about it today. For example, in the credit crisis in 2008, I had a client that sold out and I begged him not to. We still talk about it, and regretfully, you know, he had to start kind of again with adding on equity exposure and feeling comfortable with it. So, you know, it's the psychology of money. It's almost someone like coming to you and saying, Renee, I want to do this. And we're saying, please don't. And they just have to, it's like an emotional psychology game, but it's also a trust game. Like, we've seen this 100 times before. Just sit tight. And, you know, you can get out a few graphs and you can show people where, you know, where they're not to sell and where they could sell and blah, blah, blah. But the bottom line is sometimes they just need someone to make them feel comfortable. And you should only be doing things like that in changing your strategy, things like divorce, death, you know, life changes, not when panicking when markets are down. And And nowadays, it's happening more and more. You know, you get a market, it feels like we market crash every 6 months. But you have to just fuss bait, sit tight, and ride it out.
Okay, well, I hope that these people recognize your persuasion and thank you after it's all blown over, as it recently has, Renee. Renee, great advice. Thank you very much for your time. Renee Egar is from Brentos Wealth, and that was It's My Money. It's My Money was brought to you by Brentos Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company.